President, war is difficult. War is not pretty. War sometimes, unfortunately, leads to death and injury. Our country has been blessed over our history that there have been willing men and women who believe enough in our system, who believe enough in the system of democracy that we are so fortunate and blessed to have, that are willing to give their lives so that this system may endure, so that this system may continue, so that our country may continue to be free. And Mr. President, I believe that as we look at the difficult situation in Iraq, the last thing we need is a policy of defeatism, is a policy that looks to ways in which we can criticize, critique, without offering an alternative path and without offering an alternative solution. The fact is that there was a worldwide failure of intelligence in the days leading up to the war in Iraq, but the fact also is that we are there today, and that thousands of America's best and brightest, those that we are the proudest of, are there serving this nation with distinction, with valor, and I would dare say with great success. And our hope for them must be that they complete their mission and come home, that they can come home with their heads held high for a job well done. Mr. President, I also believe that the civilian concept of leadership of our military is well ingrained in our system. I had the distinction, the honor, and the privilege of serving in the cabinet of this president with Secretary Rumsfeld. Secretary Rumsfeld is a man of great distinction. He's also someone who has tackled the very difficult job of transforming our armed forces. He has taken on the very difficult job of moving forward into a post-Cold War sort of world with an armed force that is very different than the one we've had. And any time a large bureaucracy undergoes change, there's difficulty with that change. And sometimes there are different opinions about how that change should take place. And there's no doubt that there are people who have had different ideas about how to approach, whether it's a war effort or whether it's the reorganization of our armed forces, from those of Secretary Rumsfeld. But to those who have had those kind of different ideas, I would say that we only elect one president at a time, and that that president only has one Secretary of Defense at a time. And that is why we have a chain of command, because someone has to lead and someone has to make the decisions. And I believe our country, at a time when we were unfairly and unwantedly attacked by terrorists, has been fortunate to have a decisive president at the helm who has had the good fortune to have dedicated people like a Don Rumsfeld to serve by his side. You know, Mr. President, this is a president who did not seek a war with terrorists, but who had a war brought to us in the streets of New York with over 3,000 American casualties on a given day. And the fact is that this president was also confronted with the need to act to this global war on terror. And I can remember when in the mountains of Afghanistan there seemed to be a stalemate after about a month or two of our initial conflict there, and the naysayers were saying that we hadn't sent enough troops. And then all of a sudden, a tremendous breakthrough in modern warfare took place as we saw our special forces operating on the back of horses with laptop computers directing fire, and a whole new era of warfare evolved. But we liberated the people of Afghanistan, who have had, since then, had elections where women and children of all sexes can now go to school, women can walk the streets without fear, where children can go to school, whether they be little boys or little girls, where they've had that unique opportunity in the world that we so much take for granted in this country. But for those of us who were born other places, who understand the uniqueness of voting, have had the right and the opportunity to elect their leaders. And now more recently, 11 million Iraqis voted in the third election in 1 year, followed by now the formation, after some politicking and some good old-fashioned democratic horse trading, have formed a government. The moment today ought to be to highlight the hope of a new Iraq, the hope of a democracy in the Middle East, which is so unique to that region of the world. The fact that a new government has been formed, not to try to recount all of the potential for different moves at any given point. All warfare is riddled with difficulties and second-guessing. But here we have a moment of hope and opportunity. Defeatism is not a policy. It is only a prescription for failure. And I'm hopeful that as we go forward, we recognize the successes of the Iraqi people in the difficult task of forming a democracy, that we relish in their accomplishments, that we understand that it's an incomplete project in democracy, but one moving in the right direction. And I, for one, Thank all of those who are serving under these difficult circumstances over there and their families for the sacrifices they're making so that we might be successful, so that we might find a way forward that is better than defeat, that is better than negativism, and that is better than second guessing. Thank you, Mr. President. I yield the floor.